And we have an actual wizard on for Halloween. It's the Wizard of Weather from News 2, Rob Fowler. What's up, Rob?
Hey, Richard. It's great to hear your voice again and know that you're back on the radio. I just can't tell you how happy I know I am, and I know a lot of your listeners are, to hear you back on the radio.
Well, I appreciate that, and it's great to be back. But I can remember many, many times that you and I had a lot of fun on the radio back in the day. It was a lot of fun then, and looking forward to being a lot of fun now. But that's why I had to have the wizard on Halloween to talk about the old days, because we did have a good time together.
We really did. And then when I say we go way back, we go way back. And you know, Richard, you know, over the years you've been very special to me, and love my time with you on the radio back in the 96 Wave days, and really just outside of radio, just being friends. And we've been friends for a long time, and obviously I've seen you go through a lot in your life, and you've seen me go through a lot in my life, and we've kind of supported each other along the way, and I can't tell you how much that means to me and my family over the years. But the bottom line is, the Morning Buzz is back, and I think your listeners are going to be just really excited about what you've got to bring to the table.
That's very nice of you to say, Rob. How are you doing, and your wife? And you both you're both cancer survivors. How are y'all doing nowadays?
Yeah, we're doing great. You know, Cara is coming up on a 5-year survivor, 4 years in terms of the whole treatment, but she was diagnosed in April of 2015. And Richard, I was diagnosed with kidney cancer back in, 2004 and 2005, early in 2005, I had my surgery. And after I announced on the air that I had kidney cancer and would be off the air for a while, the first person who called me after the news was you, my friend, and I will never forget that.
Yeah, we're a member of a club that you never want to be a member of, but at the same time, it's better than the alternatives, being a cancer survivor. And you and your wife both showed great courage and you know, being open about the whole thing. And obviously what I went through with my wife, and I'm a survivor myself now, believe it or not, over 18 years. And
wow.
You know, so we have that in common. We also have in common our days of playing around on rock and roll radio here in the Lowcountry. When we started that back in 1991 or so, I mean, you know, I remember your little kid, Trey, running into the room, and we'd be talking to you live on the radio. How old is he nowadays?
He is coming up on 30. So a quick story, and I know you remember this, is, you know, Trey, they used to have a remote unit in my house, mm-hmm. and I would do the weather with you guys live from the house, and Trey would come on, and he would, you know, help me out, and I think the listeners enjoyed it and got to know him a little bit. Well, there was one time you guys kind of threw it to me, and all of a sudden Trey piped in there and said, "Good morning, you idiots," and that was the end of his live radio career, because I don't know where it came from, but I asked him later on, and 101 Dalmatians had come out. That was one of the movies they were watching, and Cruella de Vil used to call her henchmen, "You idiots," and that's where he got it, so... but we had to kind of put that on hold for a little while. We didn't know what might come out of his mouth at 4.5 years old. But, yeah, you guys have watched my kids grow up, and I can't believe Tyler is 16 years old, and watch your family grow up as well, Richard. So we've been through a lot together, and I always cherish those days on the radio with you. And I was telling the story when Miles Crosby recently got inducted into the Lowcountry Music Hall of Fame mm-hmm. for all the great things he's done over the years. And I was the MC, and I remember when I first came to Charleston, I said, there's one radio station that really I wanted to be on, and that was 96 Wave, because it really was close to the station I grew up listening to in Atlanta. So when I eventually got to 96 Wave doing the weather, I couldn't have told you how proud I was to be a part of that group and that special time that we all kind of shared together.
That was a great time here in Charleston, and I'm glad that it was Disney that corrupted your son and not Taylor and Todd. So I'm sure we probably...
No, it wasn't Taylor and Todd. It had been done beforehand, I have to admit that.
You know, it was a great time here in the Lowcountry during the 90s, and it was post-Hugo. So it was, there's sort of a benchmark when we look back at the history of Charleston, the post-Hugo era. And Rob, I mean, the last 5 years here on the Carolina coast, we had the 1,000-year flood in 2015. And
yes.
then you had Hurricane Matthew, and then Irma, and then Florence, and then Dorian just a couple of months ago. This is becoming a regular thing now.
You know, it's interesting because when any potential bride would call me up and ask for weather advice, you know, Mr. Fowler, what's a good month to get married in? I said, you know, October is a pretty good month usually weather-wise, but I've had to kind of retract that lately because October has been very active as well as a lot of the hurricane season. As I go to schools, Richard, and talk to the kids, you know, before we would talk about Hugo and the kids would say, well, my grandfather told me about Hugo or my mom or dad was young when Hugo came through. But now they've kind of lived some hurricanes and some tropical systems. Certainly not a Hugo, but they got a little taste of what it's like to, you know, not have school, not have power. Stores are closed, you know, nobody on the road. So they've kind of gotten a taste of that. So in a way, it's been a learning experience for some of the younger generation that did not go through Hurricane Hugo. And hard to believe we just, you know, looked at the anniversary, the 30th anniversary of Hugo this past September.
I know, I can't believe it was the 30th anniversary for that. And Dorian, for all the recent hurricanes, Dorian was the worst one for me in my house. I still have trees down in my lot, and we were without power for 30-something hours or whatever. But, you know, I'm ready to have a break. 1 year off, for just 1 year would be fine. And then, you know, Rob, with trick-or-treaters, you know, it's 85 degrees on the last day of October. I know we've got cool weather coming in this weekend. We've been west and stuff, but this is unusually hot for Halloween. We're ready for fall. It usually lasts more than a week here in the Lowcountry, right? I mean,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you mentioned, you know, tomorrow, the record high for tomorrow is 87 degrees, and we're going to be within a degree or two of that, I believe, by the time it's all said and done. So, yeah, trick-or-treating costumes, you know, might be shorts and a T-shirt, but then we've got fall coming in, and there's always an old adage, you know, the fair comes to the town and the temperatures fall. So we're going to get that cool snap for the upcoming weekend, and I think those folks who are yearning for that return back to fall-like temperatures, even maybe a little taste of winter for some, because some areas on Sunday and Monday mornings could see lows in the 40s, maybe even upper 30s well inland. So we'll be back to the winter coats briefly. But that's what I love about the weather here, Richard. There's never a dull moment. It's always changing, and there's always something to talk about, whether it be good weather or bad weather. I like the good weather better than bad weather, but we know we have to deal with both from time to time.
Well, it's part of the deal for living here, and we do love living here. And, you know, over the years, we've come to rely and trust on the Wizard of Weather. And, Rob, it's so great to talk to you and to know that you and your wife are doing good and the kids are all doing well, and it just brings back some great memories. A lot of fun that we had on the radio then, and now we're going to continue to have fun on the radio now. And I just appreciate you joining me here on the relaunch of the Morning Buzz 2.0.
Well, Richard, and you know, on behalf of myself and my family, and I know all your wonderful friends and family members out there, we welcome you back, and glad to hear you back on the radio, and I can't wait to listen.
Rob, thank you very much for everything over the decades, and keep up the good work, and appreciate the kind words, buddy. You take care, man.
All right, you too, my friend.
Thanks, Rob.